Right. Okay. Now, near you, somewhere near you, there should be some pencils and a piece of card in the shape of a heart. So if you can see them, please take one. And a pencil. This is for everybody. Everybody. There's some here. You have that one. Do you want a different colour? Some over here. There's some at the end of the, some there, somewhere around.
Yeah.
Okay, each.
Yep.
Do you want to do one for the children? Sorry, I'm humming. If you haven't got one freely available, Mary hasn't got one, then you could double up with somebody. There you are, Mary. Double up with somebody, I'm sure you can share. That's all, we're all part of the fellowship, aren't we? There's some more. Anybody want any more? Everybody got a heart? Yes? Good. Okay. Right, now, on that, it says two words. Who can tell me what those words are?
God is.
God is, right? It doesn't say God was or God is going to be. It says God is. Now, this is a glass of water, isn't it? Yesterday it wasn't a glass of water, it was just a glass. Tomorrow it probably won't be a glass of water. It is now a glass of water. I would like you, everybody, to put something on there what is relevant perhaps to you, that you feel that God is. Okay? It could be anything. If you're going through a tough time, it could be God is far away. I don't know. Be honest. Just put down, take a few moments to think about that and put down what you personally think God is. The children might need a bit of help. Little ones. Or you can draw a picture if you don't want to put the words. Draw a picture. I've just read a book, or just finishing a book, you might have read it, called The Shack. Roz gave it to me. And in that book, God is sort of portrayed temporarily as a black lady called Papa. But it's a beautiful book. I suggest you read it if you haven't already done so. Okay, how are we doing? Poppy's still writing furiously. Would you like to collect them? Poppy, would you like to help collect them? Collect all the ones that have got words on them. Okay. I haven't written yet. Thank you. Now what we're just going to look at a few of these in a moment. Don't want to take too much time up. But what we're going to do, we're going to string them up and we're going to put them up somewhere in here or out in the vestibule or both. So when you finished in Children's Church, perhaps one or two of you'd like to come back and help me put them on some string, okay, so we can put them up somewhere. So there we are. Have we got them all? Any more? You've got one, Grace, bring it over here. Joseph. Right, that's Joseph's, is it? Can you interrupt me? Do you know what Joseph has said?
No.
No. Oh, I thought you, being his big sister, would know everything about him. Let's see if we can read some of this. God is
good.
Good? Yeah? There's a song about that. It's not the song we're going to sing. God is...
Where?
Shout it out, they can't hear.
Where?
Wonderful. I'm not going through them all, it's okay. Do you all these words on that one?
Faithful
in
every way.
God is my Very good. Refuge. Do you know what a refuge is? It's where we go to get danger and things. It's a safe place, okay? And one more, I think. God is good. Another good is good. So these are all positive things, isn't it? All right? My salvation. Life. And there's a picture, happy picture. Who wrote that? Who was the artist for that one? So these are all good. Oh, there's a whole sentence here. I can't read that. I haven't got my glasses on. Can you read that? Sometimes quiet may appear
distant,
but the
Bible says
that he is always with us. So sometimes he can seem far away, but it says in the Bible that he's always with us, even when we think he's not. Okay? So what we're going to do later on, we're going to put them, and remember that God is. God was and God is to be, but for now, this moment, God is all these things. Got one more thing for you to do. Would you like to give one of these to everybody? Here, you take some grace and you take some poverty. Down with this thing. And you take some and just pass them around to everybody. Don't forget the people at the back. They often get missed out, don't you? And this says, and it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And the I, of course, is God. And God said that to his people in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah in the Bible. But it's for us as well. Isn't it amazing that the words that God spoke out to his people, to Israel, are for us too? God has loved us. So he has loved us right from the very beginning and before our beginning. God has loved us, but it's not just for then, it's for everlasting. It's for now, it's for ever and ever and ever. Doesn't depend on whether we love him. God loves us anyway. So it's nothing we can prove, nothing that we can work for. God simply loves us.